Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, April 27th.
And today's pod is the best one yet.
It's a TBOY best pod we've ever done.
Stocks, though, have fallen to their lowest point of the year.
Yeah, average stock, it's down 13%.
Our average stock in our portfolio, it's down much more than that.
Our portfolios are heartbroken. This still is the best pod we've ever done, though.
For our first story, did Facebook just do what we think they did?
Jack, I think Zuck just zucked the Apple Store.
For our second story, the first electric F-150 just rolled off the lot at Ford.
But it's the first electric car with a built-in beer cooler.
For our third and final story, for the first time ever, you can now buy Bitcoin in a major retirement account.
Fidelity wants to give crypto a little bit of gray hair.
But before we hit that wonderful mix.
Fantastic mix, Jack.
Warning to the listeners who are also on a dating app right now.
Yeah, the next face you swipe may not be looking for love.
They may be looking to sell you insurance.
Wild story from Business Insider. There is a surge in people who are using dating apps for business purposes.
Because the lines within dating apps are blurring, apparently.
Jack, the early takeaway here?
Tinder is turning into LinkedIn.
Specifically, people are using dating apps to sell you life insurance.
That's the least romantic development in human history, Nick.
Jack, you go out for a candlelit dinner. You end up getting served a collision waiver.
You show up looking amazing.
Incredible.
And then you're stuck listening to a 15-minute pitch on term life variable annuities.
Now, the dating app Hinge does say that selling insurance in their dating app is specifically prohibited.
But Hinge isn't chaperoning the date, so.
No, they're not. So you walk into that date, you're expecting Mr. Right.
But you end up meeting, like, Mr. Geico.
Sorry, is this a lifelong love?
No, but it is a lifelong policy.
If you like it, then you better put a ring fence liability protection on it.
What do I gotta do to get you into this deductible?
Let's hit our three stories to save you 3% or more on your car insurance.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Facebook is going to announce earnings later today, but the real news is over in aisle 6.
Facebook is opening its first ever physical store, which we're calling...
Here we go.
The Face Store.
Face Store.
The Face Nook.
All right, if you're walking around the sunny streets of San Francisco these days, and you hear some Facebookers talking to each other, they're going to be talking about one number.
$10 billion. That's the amount that Zuck has committed to building Facebook's metaverse.
The metaverse that nobody asked for.
So they announced this week that they're using some of that cash to build Face Store.
Face Store. It's actually technically called the Meta Store, which sounds like meat store. So Jack and I are just going to call it Face Store.
And it's the first Facebook store. It comes in 2 weeks, and they're going to be selling Oculus virtual reality goggles, Ray-Ban augmented reality glasses, and even that Facebook portal webcam thing.
That nobody asked for.
This is basically a bodega, but for the virtual world.
Now, T-Boy listeners, we know what you're thinking here. What does this look like? Well, the first thing Jack and I thought, Facebook has zucked the Apple Store.
All the workers are wearing brightly colored t-shirts. There's glass at the front so you can see in. And the pine wooden tables. Oh, the pine wooden tables.
Jack, is this pure Scandinavian?
If this isn't virgin Norwegian spruce neck,
the Apple Store does symmetry. But there are two key differences between this new Facebook Face Store and the classic Apple Store we all know.
Apple Stores exist in high-value real estate spots, like shopping malls, a glorious train station platform, places where there's lots of natural shopper foot traffic.
Apple's all about location, location, location.
This Facebook store, however, is in the middle of their Silicon Valley Facebook campus. So it looks like they're just dipping their toe in the retail water.
So that's one key difference between the Face Store and the Apple Store. But the other key difference is way more important.
Face Store isn't just a place you buy things.
No.
It's a stage.
It's a stage. This Facebook Face Store,
it's a performance stage.
It features a large symphony-sized space that's meant for just one person and one person only to just go crazy.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to walk into the store, and when it's your turn, you're probably going to like pick a number. And then when it's your turn,
right,
you're going to try on the Oculus virtual reality headset.
Stick it on your face.
And you're going to do virtual reality in a safe space for the first time.
You're going to flail your arms around, Jack, as you fight off some virtual dragon in the middle of the metaverse. Am I doing this right?
Yeah. Meta calls it a judgment-free area. Because you're going to be virtually leading your team of Vikings in like a battle against the elves.
It's great to be judgment-free when you look like an idiot.
So Face Store is less of a store, more of a place to test drive the geekiest of the future technologies.
Pro tip, drop the Thor hammer, take the bow and arrow when you have the chance.
So this is really kind of a church, if you think about it, and they're evangelizing you to join Zuck's metaverse.
So Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies, Zuck and the Apple Store over at Facebook?
One of the most underappreciated sales tactics, it's the hand.
The endowment effect. Jack and I haven't spoken about it with you before, but it's that feeling of ownership you get when you hold a sweater or you pick an avocado up physically.
Studies show that if you touch a product that builds a mental connection with the product, you're more likely to buy the product.
And that is the endowment effect.
Get this. Apple tilts their laptops down. This is like a thing they do. They tilt the screen down so that to use it, you have to open it because they want that touch to happen.
Boom. Once you've touched that product, then you feel more connected to it and you're more likely to buy it.
Well, Facebook's been selling Oculus headsets for years online, but they haven't been selling that many of them.
So this store isn't just to sell you something. This Facebook Face Store is to get you to touch something.
In order for the metaverse to move beyond the early adopters, the metaverse must be held.
It's the hands. For our second story, by the way, loving the new pod studio. Very good feng shui going on right now.
Thank you. The light is fantastic.
It's natural.
I didn't even have to mat my forehead.
I'm shining like a beacon right now, so I should have matted my forehead. For our second story, Ford Motor Company is second to the electric pickup race. But really, it's the first.
Because the F-150 is the first electric pickup designed for Clint Eastwood.
One of the greatest streaks in business history. This isn't just a good statistic. This is just a incredible trivia question.
45 years. That's how many years in a row the F-150 from Ford has been the top-selling vehicle sold in the United States.
Yes, it has. But the first ever electric Ford F-150 truck was actually born yesterday, literally.
The Ford F-150 Lightning. It rolled off of Henry Ford's assembly line in Dearborn, Michigan yesterday.
Yeah, but Ford is technically not the first car company to do an electric pickup truck.
Yeah, the Cybertruck's still not here.
No, it's not.
But Rivian was first to electric pickups a few months ago.
But Ford, They're kicking electric pickup trucks up a notch. What are they doing, Jack?
They just announced tripling of production plans. They want to make 150,000 of these electric pickups a year.
On the other hand, Rivian's electric pickup trucks, not as many.
Yeah, they just cut their production plans to 25,000 a year, which is a fraction of Ford.
But T-Boy crowd, listeners, audience, which we're going to come up with a name for. The thing that Jack and I find fascinating about this Ford story, everything that Ford is highlighting right now has nothing to do with driving.
We watched the Ford F-150 Lightning unveiling event, and it was all about power and beers.
Power and beer. Stick with us on this one. So first, we got this quote from the Ford CEO. This is a power plant on wheels.
If there's a power outage at your house,
true story,
the CEO said you can plug the house into your truck.
We repeat, that A-frame that lost the electricity, you just stick it into your truck instead.
The battery in the truck is so big that it has 11 power outlets that you can plug a two-prong or a three-prong thing into.
It's more than my mom's kitchen.
You can plug an electric grill into your truck during halftime of that tailgate.
Make it a blender. Make a smoothie.
You can even charge other electric cars with your electric car, or as the CEO of Ford said, for your friends who own Teslas.
Okay, so that is the power side of the marketing. But the other thing that Ford highlighted was tailgating.
So Nick, bowling is the only sport with an ashtray built into the equipment. The Ford F-150 electric is the only truck with a cooler built into the equipment.
Yeah, it's better than a second chassis.
Since there's no engine in electric cars, there's room in the front for a frunk, a front trunk.
The front trunk, the frunk. You gotta love the frunk.
Ford CEO said at the event yesterday that the frunk of this pickup truck, it's big enough for either two golf bags,
yeah,
or a 30-pack of beer.
This Ford F-150 electric truck runs on Michelob.
There's a cooler in the front that you can fill up with beer and ice. And when you're done, you can unplug the cooler and the melted ice will drain right out.
The car is literally designed, Jack, for ice cold brewskis.
0 to 60 in 4.2% alcohol.
60 ounces. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Ford?
When it comes to marketing, know your customers' feelings.
The feelings. Ford, they could have gone two ways on the marketing here, the way we see it, with a new electric pickup truck.
They could have gone Subaru on us and highlighted, like, to trail map environmentalists how clean this thing is.
Let me just get my coexist bumper sticker for you, Jack.
Or Ford could have gone macho, muscle, old school truck driver marketing.
Clint Eastwood. Well, they chose the old school truck Clint Eastwood style instead.
And the reason why, an estimated 90% of pickup trucks are bought by men in this country.
Yeah, and according to Ford's very own research, owning a pickup truck makes men feel three specific things.
Owning a Ford F-150 makes men feel capable, dependable, and self-reliant, according to Ford research.
Yeah, so this pickup truck channels its inner Clint Eastwood. It channels the inner Liam Neeson of the driver.
That's why Ford didn't say a Prius peep about the environment during the launch of their first electric pickup truck.
Instead, they're just marketing toughness.
They're marketing power and beers.
Because they don't just know their customer at Ford, they know their customer's feelings. And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Nick, you got introduced to the Robinhood app the old-fashioned way, right?
Yeah, I did. My girlfriend, now wife's older brother, who was that guy who worked in tech and like knew about the next iPhone before Apple did.
He told you about the Robinhood app?
He told me about the Robinhood app.
All right, so you signed up because you wanted to buy a stock. Because
like it was hard to figure out how to buy a stock when you're 25 and it's 2014.
Yeah, back then you had to find a broker, call a broker on the phone.
Call them.
Pay a commission to that broker.
Instead of calling, suddenly there's this app. You just swipe and you could buy the stock.
Robinhood's interface felt as easy as ordering an Uber or snagging a sandwich on Seamless.
And it still is. So if you're not a Robinhood user yet and you want to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and you can choose, get this, a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply and all investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood, by the way, no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final T-Boy story, Fidelity is the first company now to let you put Bitcoin into your 401k.
That means Bitcoin has finally arrived at the financial buffet.
Okay, I actually am seeing my in-laws this weekend, and so Jack and I were cooking up some ideas here. Here is a tip for how you can impress your in-laws if you too are seeing them this weekend.
If you tell your in-laws that you put 10% of your income into your 401k, and you have since your first day out of college, They'll be impressed.
And then just let them buy dinner and don't say anything.
How's your portfolio, Greg?
Strong to quite strong.
I'd say strong to quite strong.
Boston-based Fidelity. They're actually the largest retirement plan provider in the entire United States.
Fidelity lets you stick your nest egg into mutual funds, ETFs, individual stocks, and don't touch it until you live in Florida.
You can't withdraw until you're in Del Boca Vista.
And now Fidelity is the first major retirement account provider to let you put your retirement savings into Bitcoin.
Now, this is critical because crypto brokerages are the common place where you currently would buy Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies.
But now, with Fidelity's move, there is a retirement account that lets you invest in crypto too.
Okay, so Jack and I should clarify. This does not mean that you can put 100% of your net worth into Doge, NFT the receipt, and then issue a Bored Ape.
No, it doesn't. Fidelity has a lot of caveats here. They're giving employers the option to let employees invest some of their 401k in Bitcoin only.
Jack, do you think the lawyers could have thrown in two or three more hedging words into this one?
For the avoidance of doubt, Fidelity will limit your Bitcoin investments to 20%. That's the cap, 20% of your total 401k balance.
Some exceptions apply. See the fine print at the end for details. More information to come.
And the reason why, crypto is so volatile. And actually, a lot of employers, they may not want their employees getting involved with crypto when it comes to 401ks.
Yeah, you know, Ben, the Bitcoin is down more than 40% since his November high. Hasn't been that fun.
Lately, if stocks are falling, Bitcoin is falling even more.
Not exactly retirement fund material. Maybe don't bring that up with the in-laws. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in crypto?
Your brokerage account is a snack. Your 401k, that's the buffet.
It's a buffet. Now, 401ks, they need a rebrand. Because honestly, 401ks, Jack, they just sound way more complicated than they actually are.
Isn't the K in like parentheses, technically?
I think it's like a lowercase in some cases, but not in all cases.
A 401k is simply the fund at your job that you can put part of your paycheck in and invest tax-free.
As long as you don't touch it until you're 60 years old.
And Bitcoin being eligible for 401ks is a big deal, because 401ks are literally the biggest deal.
Okay, Jack, what is the median balance of 401k portfolios in the United States?
It's $33,000, according to Vanguard.
That is double the amount of money held in non-retirement savings and investment accounts.
So 401ks are where the money is for most Americans.
Ipso facto, Bitcoin in 401ks may be the biggest mainstream moment for cryptocurrencies of the entire year.
Because your brokerage account, it's probably a snack.
But your 401k, that's a buffet. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Meta is opening its first retail store in Burlingame, California.
Yeah, for Zuck's metaverse to grow, it must be touched.
For our second story, Ford's electric F-150 is officially here, and it's marketed to tough men.
Because Ford knows its customers' feelings, like Liam Neeson's.
For our third and final story, Fidelity is the first 401k manager to allow Bitcoin.
It's a big deal for Bitcoin because brokerages are a snack, but a 401k, that's a buffet.
If only it was an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Michelle Smiley from lovely Houston, Texas.
As we all know, the cruise industry got hammered during the pandemic.
But apparently the cruise industry is bouncing back like a young Mickey Mouse.
That's right. 32 brand spanking new cruise ships. Is it a vessel? They're set to debut this cruise season.
But these boats, or are they vessels, include record-sized ships for a record cruise year.
That includes the largest boat vessel ship for passengers ever.
Jack, are you talking about the Dream Cruise that fits 9,000 human beings at capacity?
Oh, you're talking a vessel. That is an entire Cameron Indoor Stadium on a ship.
Jack, that's not a cruise. That's a campus. T-Boy listeners, you look fantastic today. And if you're curious if Jack and I look fantastic, you can actually judge us by looking at the new video of this podcast, because this podcast is now also a video on YouTube.
This pod's on YouTube. The link's in the episode description. We'd love if you would look at us.
Spoiler alert, both our foreheads kind of shiny.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know. And before we go, congratulations to T-Boy listeners Fabian and Marcella Garcia, their 3-year anniversary down in Pasadena.
And congratulations to Nick and Sam Hani. They're having a baby girl in Williamsburg, Virginia.
And Caden Silverstein not only has a birthday, hasn't missed a day of this podcast in 2 years.
Happy birthday to Omar Lopez in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Jack, you got any stories from Guadalajara?
No, I don't.
Ben Brossard, happy birthday in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Happy birthday to Jeff Lansing in Dallas, Texas.
And Colton Hall turning 29 in Salt Lake City.
Happy 29th to Tucker Nash in Richmond, Virginia.
Josh turning 60 upstate in Glens Falls.
Happy birthday to Andy Thompson in Simi Valley, California.
And Jewel Chang, enjoy the birthday in Alhambra, California.
And happy birthday to Heidi Schutte in Chicago.
Doing logistics.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a team.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own some Bitcoin. We both own stock of Robinhood, and Nick owns stock of Apple.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The first time I tried to buy a stock, I got burned badly.
Is this when you wanted to buy a share of Ford? Because you like the chassis over in Detroit?
Yes. I had $200, so I bought $200 of Ford stock. I didn't get $200 of Ford stock, though. I got $192.
The commission fees.
By the time the stock climbed back to $200, I sold it. But again, I didn't get $200. I got $192 again.
Another commission fee.
The stock rose 8%, but I was down on my investment.
Because commission fees made small money investing impossible.
So Robinhood came in and killed commission fees.
And commissions are still dead in stock and crypto trading, thanks to our sponsor.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view their fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Oh, and by the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
And the stocks Jack just said are for illustrative purposes only and are not recommendations.
Why don't you touch your face and say, it's the hands.
It's the hands.
Dude, that was so much better. That was so much better, dude.
Can't do that in the metaverse.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.